Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as Thursday rolls around. Congratulations to all the locals who pounded the pavement in Atlanta yesterday for the Peachtree Road Race. Job well done, everybody. Now you get a chance to nurse those sore feet for a day or two before life kind of gets back to normal for many of you. Georgia High School Association Dead Week's going on, only 6 weeks away from the beginning of high school football. Coming up here around the area, a good opening night schedule. That first Friday night, four home games will be on tap in our area. That includes Central hosting South Atlanta, Mount Zion hosting Lamar County, Bowden will entertain Valwood, Harrelson County will entertain Gordon Central. And, of course, on the travel agenda that Friday night, Temple at Putnam County, Villarica goes to Campbell over in Cobb County. Heard County will play at LaGrange. Bremen has the Saturday ball game down in Statesboro against Raven County. And Carrollton with an open day. The Trojans open the following Friday night here in town, but not at Carrollton High School. They'll open on Rayland Field against East Coweta. Well, at West Georgia, a couple of items in the news here in the offseason. Artemis Katkodian named to the Frontier League All-Star team. Artie, of course, did a great job as an infielder throughout his career at West Georgia. Went pro after graduation last year and is doing a heck of a job hitting over 300 for that team. I still have his mom's business card in my wallet. I don't remember what she does for a living, but I got a business card out of that. Also, a couple of West Georgia golfers honored by being part of the Women's Golf Association scholar team. That's Fran Brehm and Lane Carter. Outstanding job by those two young women. Fran, of course, the top player on the team, third straight all-conference year, has one more year to go. Carter, a good player as well. And congratulations to those two young women for the job they've done. Not a good day for the Braves yesterday. The Yankees jumped out early and held on, beat them 6-2. Yankees win 2 out of 3. It has still been a positive road trip for the Atlanta team. They need to close it strong, and they'll have that opportunity starting tonight, a four-game series in Sun City. It's Atlanta against Milwaukee coming up tonight. And they will play the Brew Crew all the way through the weekend. Day game, night games tonight and tomorrow, day game Saturday, and a day game on Sunday coming up in Milwaukee. And a lot of 4th of July baseball moving around yesterday. And, of course, once you get past the 4th of July, a lot of folks start thinking football. If you're a Georgia football fan, got to be a little bit concerned about the broken hand of Jake Fromm. However, it's way before camp begins. It's not his throwing hand, and he should be ready. By the time Georgia gets into real competition, he'll be there for camp. They'll open with Austin Peay, and then they get into the real meat of the schedule after that. And don't forget the SEC fan event coming up in Atlanta. That's a week from Sunday, and that's sports. And I'm Mitch Gray.